I'm your host, Catherine Falsley, and welcome to Unpack with Kat. I'm literally so happy to be recording. It's always a good time. If you are new here, I do want to introduce myself. I'm Kat, and I'm so happy you're here. I hope that you love it as much as I do. I think this is a really great safe space and just a really great resource that I'm just so happy to have. I'm honestly so excited for this episode that I don't really want to say too much. You know what I'm saying? The fluff, I don't know. I just can't do it. I'm happy that it's spring. The weather is really beautiful. I'm just so excited because I just feel like spring, summer, it's just my time. I mean, I'm a summer baby, but I don't know. It's just a whole different cat during that time. And I have so many different topics. I put this like poll on Instagram and some people are like, I want to hear all of them. So I'm excited to go through all of them. And I'm just excited for what this month, the next month, and just this season as a whole is going to bring. That's really the update. I hope everyone's doing well. Before we get into the episode, I always like to remind you all to take care of yourself while you listen to this. And that's whatever your body is asking for. If that's water, if that's food, if that's movement, if that's still if that's breathing, well, I know, but you know, deep breathing. I just want you to listen to your body while you listen to this, and let's get started. I think it's so important. I start this episode by saying that if your basic needs are being met, again, if your basic needs are being met, meaning you have fresh water, financial security, food, a roof over your head with proper heating and cooling, a working water system, and safety, then this episode is for you. And within this episode, I'm encouraging that you step out of a life of survival and begin to fill your life with ease. I know I say this next line often, and that's because I believe this with my whole being. And that's that the highest form of luxury is being able to attach ease and rest to every corner of your life. Being able to live a life that doesn't just take from you, but pours into you instead. A life that doesn't always feel like you're climbing on the side of a steep mountain. Instead, a life that feels like a nice, calm train ride. A life where you can sense peace and bliss, even in the twists. And I'm so passionate about this topic because ease has been such a foreign concept to my nuclear family, but also my entire extended family. Like, life was about surviving. The day-to-day was about getting through. Ease was safe for Saturday morning and Sundays, and even then, not really. Ease was mostly safe for time off of work or vacation. Ease was never considered, sought out, or mentioned. And that's why I view my prioritization of ease as breaking a generational curse. And I recognize that once I began to actively fill my life with ease, no crevice untouched, life felt brighter, it felt lighter. And I actually started to look forward to the future, look forward to living. And I just really don't take that for granted. I also want to quickly mention that sometimes people believe that they've been through too much to experience a life of ease, that they've seen too much, felt too much darkness, that they couldn't possibly live like that. And I just want to say, never discount your body's ability to bounce back, your body's ability to heal, to reset, because there are people all around you, often the ones who shine the brightest and appear the lightest, that are survivors of deep trauma, myself included. So trust me when I say your past does not have to decide and define the life you prioritize now or the life you begin to create. So let's begin to break this topic down. Filling your life with ease requires setting a tone so that everything in your life has no choice but to respond to the energy you demand and encapsulate. For many of us, like I'm saying, a life of ease is not familiar to us. And so the question that usually arises is, what does making room for ease in my life even look like? I think a great way to start off answering this question is bring up yin yoga, because if you didn't already know, I absolutely adore yin yoga, because within yin yoga, the lights are dimmed, candles are lit, and I'm always quickly reminded of the power of the breath, the power that comes with watching my body rise and fall gently, the calmness I experience when I observe my body just being. Like, that energy is powerful. And I'm mentioning this part first because absolutely anyone, anywhere in the world can experience it as long as they live. And that's just like such a beautiful thing, the ability to always have a resource to bring about ease within you. And that ease I feel when I surrender to my breathing is exactly what I seek to carry with me throughout my life. So when I open my eyes to start the day, that ease looks like not reaching for my phone, observing the morning light, stretching, hydrating, playing music, styling my look for the day, designing my breakfast because it makes it more fun. While driving, that ease looks like encouraging the art of non-reactivity because it's like, I know they just cut me off. I know that was rude, but do I need to react right now? I know the traffic is slow and this is frustrating, but I've given myself enough time to get to this destination. And honestly, we got to stop for a second because that part right there, giving yourself enough time, giving yourself more than enough time for everything you do is at the core of filling your life with ease. Because honestly, I think this next statement belongs in a poster. I stand by this forever and ever. And it's that the act of rushing and ease will never align. So if you need more time in the morning, make that a firm boundary between yourself and the world. You need more time on your commute? Same thing. More time in the evening? Same thing. More time to eat? Same thing. More time for your hobbies? More time for your errands? Same thing. You need to make that boundary because the harsh reality is sometimes we begin to believe that we don't have a say in how much time we have for ourselves throughout the day. I know I used to say all the time, I don't have time. I'm just so busy. I wish I could do that, but I don't have time. Ultimately, my favorite four words started to become, I don't have time. And it's like, I just wish I could grab younger me and tell myself to stop saying that because the reality was I had the time. I always have the time. Where I give my time to is my decision. No one is taking that away from me. No one is making that decision for me. But because at that time I decided, keyword decided, that my life revolved around a job that lacked ease in any sense of the word and a class load that lacked ease in any sense of the word, I decided that required a large chunk of my time. And the small part that I delegated as like the time for myself, I spent just recovering from all that I had just done. So ease was absolutely no friend of mine. And I want to highlight that I understand that there may be seasons in your life where you sacrifice your time for a little bit because in the end, your goal is more time for yourself, right? Or there's some reason, but you recognize that this is a short-term thing. And I get that. I respect that. I've done that. But at that time, and for a large part of my life, that was like never the case for me. There was no real goal at hand. It's just what I thought I had to do. That word, that had to do. And so if you relate, I want to remind you that you actually have full agency over the amount of time you allocate for yourself in the day. I know it may not feel like it, but you really, really do. And I think it's important that if you value and are seeking a life of ease and you need to provide for yourself, you should prioritize finding a job in which ease can be present even when you're working. So many people push a narrative that jobs have to be draining, they have to be dreadful, they have to be demanding. And that may be true, but it doesn't have to be your reality. You have to recognize and believe that abundance is your birthright. And so a job in which ease encompasses it absolutely exists. There are so many people that get paid to be themselves, paid to share their gifts, paid to share their thoughts, paid to write, paid to research, paid to travel, paid to create, paid to teach. Like, don't ever tell yourself it can't be you. If you don't want it to be you, that's one thing. But I think when you're searching for ease, doing something that comes easy to you and that's fulfilling and fills your cup financially all at the same time is a beautiful combination. I also extend ease to my daily errands because that's something that I once believed had to be this really stressful, really go, go, go type of thing. So that ease looks like my favorite music, it's playing. Enough time, it's been given. Relaxed pace, that's present. And I also extend ease to my chores. Like when I have the budget, I'll hire different people for different services that I don't find restful. Like this lawn is absolutely not getting mowed by me. Like, I'm so sorry. But these weeds, I am not like, I'm so sorry, but that's just a lot. That's just a lot. I love laundry. I love vacuuming. I love cleaning the kitchen, actually. I love getting groceries, all those things. But I know some people that don't like any of that as well. And they actually set aside a budget for a weekly cleaning crew, grocery delivery, a driving service, a laundry service, a personal chef. Like, listen, if that's not ease, I don't know what is. And it's nothing to be ashamed of. Like, recognizing your lack of capacity and then filling it with a resource is strong self-awareness. Like, I applaud you. Like, I think that's one of the best things that you can do for yourself when you have the budget for something like that. I also always highlight that moving your body, working out, trying to meet your fitness goals, that doesn't have to be stressful. It doesn't have to be exhausting. It actually can be full of ease. And so basically my point is, everything we may have been taught is inherently stressful. We need to ask ourselves, does that have to be my reality? Like, honestly, there are some things in life that are just going to be difficult. Things that as humans, we will grieve because we're human, right? But the daily things of life, the daily tasks, the way we earn money, how we navigate life, how we begin and end our day, the relationships we build, the way we travel, like the list goes on and on and on. They 100% don't have to be stressful. Like, your friends actually don't have to give you a headache with constant drama and can be a source of constant support and laughter. Your partner shouldn't enjoy seeing you flustered and frustrated and upset. They actually should love seeing you at peace. Your family dynamic being a source of stress doesn't mean the family you create will be as well. And I think that's just such an important point to sink in. Because if when I was growing up, I had explained my life now to the people and like the adults around me, you know, the people where I look to basically show me how the world worked, they would say, yeah, good luck with that. That doesn't sound realistic. Yeah. Okay. Let me know when you find that. Like, they had this very closed-minded vision on what life looked like, what work looked like, what errands, what everything basically I'm discussing, like, this is how it is. It sucks. You deal with it. It's life, you know, move on. And I'm not trying to shame them for that, because honestly, it may be all that they knew. And so it's like, when you know better, you do better. But my whole thing is, if you live life based off of what everyone has told you life has to be, it's not going to be a very fulfilling life. And so while we're here experiencing all there is to experience on earth, it's like, I'd rather write the playbook. I'd rather be the one to say, okay, yeah, this works for me, this doesn't, instead of never try and let what someone else has told me dictate. You know, I just had to drill in on that point, because I just think it's so important. And living a life of ease was never a conversation for me when I was growing up. And so if that's different for you, I'm so happy for you. I love that. But I'm just speaking to all the people where that just wasn't a thing. And honestly, life of survival was more so preached and like pushed down your throat in a way. I also think it's important to mention that some of us have grown up in environments where we feel like we have something to prove, where having nothing on your schedule for the day feels like failure, or having light responsibilities feels shameful. I know that that might sound crazy, but those who get it, get it. It's so powerful to recognize that a day spent doing whatever you want because you have the ability to is such a luxury, such a blessing, and such an act of resistance. Especially if you're a Black woman like me. It was honestly so powerful to shift my mindset and start to believe that every ease-filled day was an accomplished day, a productive day, a powerful day. Like, there's some days where I go to yoga, I take a walk, I make my meals, I hydrate, I shower, I create, I sleep. That's it. Full stop, the end. There's some entertainment in there as well. There's a good book, a good movie. And like, I'll catch myself feeling like, wow, today felt so calm. I kind of feel guilty. And it's like, girl, if you don't embrace this ease, if you don't thank God for the ability to have this ease, if you don't continue to walk through life prioritizing this ease, I feel like I'm such a firm believer that when I'm blessed with something, when I learn something new, when I experience something beautiful, a part of the blessing requires sharing what I know with others. And so that's the goal of this episode. And honestly, every episode and every video and anything I put out, that's the goal. And so when I say all that, I'm not trying to like brag. I know y'all know I'm not trying to get on here and just brag and like, wow, I live this life of ease. Good luck to y'all. No, I'm sharing because my hope is that you begin to walk through your life asking yourself, where can I fill my life with more ease? What does ease look like for me on the day to day? What does ease look like for me throughout the week, throughout the month, throughout the year? How do I feel after I experience ease? How do I want to feel after I experience ease? I think those are powerful questions to ask yourself, to reflect on, and to just keep on the forefront of your mind. As I've said so many times, when you're moving with intention, you know, it's a powerful way to move. When you're trying to align your actions with this intention, it's powerful. It really, really is. And even, you know, writing that down and putting thoughts to paper is powerful. Like my aunt, she passed away, and not to like make this sad, but she was always, you know, so big on writing things down. And so when she passed, I have this thing on my Instagram. I wrote an entire like just about 2 pages, you know, of everything. And, you know, a good half of that has come to life. I kind of want to start ending every podcast episode with things you can write about or even speak on. A lot of people will say, well, don't speak on it till it happens, because no, I think it's really powerful to bring things through life with your words and to understand the power with your words, because then, you know, you'll stop speaking that, oh, I'm living this type of life and this always has to be my life, if that's what the current case is. Sometimes you have to speak about your life in the way you would like your life to begin to look, or the way you would like your life to begin to feel. Because slowly or surely, as you keep speaking about it, as you keep writing on it, and as your actions are aligning, like I spoke about, the actions have to be there too in the last episode, things going to start to fall into place because the energy you're putting out is demanding that. The last thing that I'll end with is that sometimes we may feel guilty because our prioritization of ease may interfere with our ability to do what someone is asking of us. And people have tried many times to push the narrative that living like this, living with this, you know, prioritization of ease, I feel like I keep saying we're prioritization, but they try to push the narrative that it's selfish. And I would argue that I have been my kindest to others and done the most for others after filling my life with ease. I extend compassion in ways I never have before. I extend patience. I extend gratitude. And it's like the more you begin to treat yourself and your life in this way, the more it will trickle over into all the relationships in your life. And you can truly hold more space than ever before. I don't think I would be able to connect with anyone the way I am if I hadn't done the work to create the life that I'm speaking about. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I would come home after that really difficult, there was nothing on my mind to put out a message like this. There was nothing on my mind to share anything. I was so drained. Ease was just so foreign to me. And of course, I was still, you know, a nice person. I'm not going to meet you and just be like, you know, I'm not saying I was rude to people, but that ability to just be, okay, I'm going to breathe. And I'm going to extend compassion right now because this person needs compassion. I can tell they need compassion instead of, you know, the response that I may have wanted. You know what I'm saying? Like, that thought process genuinely can't take place when you're not in this state of ease. Because like I've said so many times, so I'm not going to harp on it. Y'all already know. Oh my gosh. It's like I always say this, but when you're in survival and when your nervous system, like I'm saying, is not used to ease and it's seeing everything as a threat, what I'm saying is when people are approaching you in ways that, you know, they're a threat and you're reacting as such. I feel like this is getting a little long. I feel like, you know, I'm harping on this, but I think this is an important topic. It's a topic that I just want to be the underlying theme of everything I speak about, similar with the healing your nervous system. Because I just think, like I said, like when you are a survivor of like traumas, and as Black women that listen, and I know women mostly listen to this, I think it's a beautiful thing when we're like, okay, ease, life of ease. This is what I seek to prioritize, and I'm not going to let anyone else tell me different. And I think the abundance aspect of this message, understanding that, I think, you know, when we're talking about like people being billionaires, I'm not going to, you know, say like everyone's going to be a billionaire because I just think that's, you know, a lot. But when we're talking about a life of ease, I really do think that's attainable for everyone. I think that it's not something that you should look at the next person and say that could never be me. I really just think moving with that abundance principle is a healthy way to move when we're discussing topics like this, because I just always thought like, that can never be me. I'm telling you, this summer, it's really looking like my days will just be filled with sun, food, walking, fresh air, water, relaxation, books, creating. And I always saw that as that was for other people, specifically usually white women that were wealthy, stay-at-home white women. That's the life that I put as their life. That's what they do. And I'm not saying that, you know, black women are saying, but y'all get what I'm getting at. That's what I just grew up believing. And so it's just a powerful thing to stop putting those self-limiting beliefs on yourself and stop saying that's just for them. And that's also for me. I know even sometimes people will view my story and say, how are you so happy? And like, I'm like, my main response, it's attainable for you too. And so some of us are starting a little farther back than others. That's just the reality of life. And it hurts me that that is the case. But again, just because you're a little farther back doesn't mean that the destination is out of reach for you. You know what I'm saying? It's just like we're starting at different points in the race. And it's not a race, but y'all get what I'm getting at. So I genuinely hope that you all like this episode. I hope you learned something from it. I hope that if there's someone on your mind that you share this with them, that they get to listen to. I really enjoy speaking about everything calming, and I really hope to continue the work that I'm doing with psychology to be able to just extend more information scientifically. I want to do some more, you know, brain episodes, because everything's ultimately just tying back to allowing the brain to feel at peace. I'm really excited for the upcoming episodes and topics. I'm feeling really inspired, and I hope everyone's doing well this spring. I'm sending you all so much love, giving you all the hugs in the world, always saying you all deserve the world. Really appreciative of all the support, all the love. And I think that's all from me. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. I hope you have a great rest of your week. I will see you in the next one.